Beth, how are you this morning?
Fantastic. Thank you, Tony.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. What is the WAY program?
Okay, WAY is a nonprofit organization, and what we do is we partner with individual school districts or intermediate school districts on a county level to create a blended model, which is a mixture of a face-to-face and online learning for young people who are just disillusioned with the traditional education system for whatever reasons. And because of that lack of engagement, they really need something different, and that's what we provide, along with many supports to keep them engaged in the learning process.
What do you mean lack of support and to keep them engaged? Most of us went to school, or most of us go to school, and we sit down and we engage with the teacher. Please elaborate.
So if most of us came to school and engaged with the teacher, then we would be getting much better results than we are at the moment in our education system. When we take a look at the amount of young people who are dropping out of school, and that's what I mean by disengagement or disillusionment, in Michigan, a low number is estimated 180 kids per school day are dropping out of school. Now, that's pretty astronomical when we start to think about it. So what we have been doing isn't working for our young people now.
Beth, from what you know, was this an issue 20 years ago, 40 years ago, or is this something new?
You know what? I have to tell you that I can't say it was an issue 40 years ago. 20 years ago, I do think so. What we've done right now is really taking a look at why are kids in school and how did we group them? And right now, what we've done is we took a look at their manufacture date. That's when they were born. And that's how we're determining how they're going to move through the system. That's exactly what we did when we started the industrial age. So what we've done is we've taken an industrial age system, applied it to our education system, and it's just not working any longer. Our young people aren't ready to become 21st century citizens. We've really been preparing them for our past as opposed to their future.
All right, so we have a challenge with getting students ready for college. Tell us how the WAY program can help.
Well, one of the things I think that we've done right in Michigan, and that is adopted really high standards. And if we hold ourselves responsible to those standards and we hold our young people to those high academic standards, we're going to be able to get them ready for college. But ready for college isn't being able to memorize and to repeat things rotely. College nowadays is very much so about being able to interact with each other, being able to discourse about chemistry, about algebraic problems. It's really about problem solving and critical thinking. And so that's what we concentrate on the WAY program. We're very much standards based. So we take the Michigan academic standards along with what we call the Common Core. And that's standards that, 34 states have all agreed that are important for our young people to know. And we've taken those and we said, okay, if these are what are important, let's concentrate on our standards. And we do that by looking at our young people, developing relationships with them, finding out what's relevant to them, and then building projects around subject areas that are important to our young people. And then it's our job as the adults to wrap those standards, those high-quality standards, around these projects.
Are you going to work with public and private education as well as charter schools?
At this time, we have only worked with public schools. We've been approached by several charter and private schools, and we're in the conversation, but we are including our clients, so to speak. That's our young people and the districts and the ISDs that we're working with in those conversations. How can we best serve everyone in Michigan?
What school districts are you currently working with?
So we have we have about 50 districts, but those are covered within ISDs, and then we have a few individual school districts. So as far as the ISDs that we work with, that would include Washtenaw ISD, Livingston ISD, Genesee ISD, the Eastern Upper Peninsula, and then Muskegon ISD will be coming out in June. And then individual school districts that we're working with would include Clio, Hale, and Lakeview will be coming on actually in May, and then Niles and Watervliet will be coming on in fall.
And how many total students will you be working with at that time?
Around 1,400.
Okay, where do you get your funding from?
We actually are a nonprofit organization, and we're a fee-for-service. So what we have is the districts receive the funding for each student, just as they would any other student, through the state aid. And then the districts would pay us.
All right. And for people who want more information about the WAY program, how do they get that info, Beth?
www.wayprogram.net. And that's WAY is spelled W-A-Y.
All right, Beth. Thanks so much for your time. We will talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Tony.